Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Chop Sports Network. Chop Sports.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on Monday, July the 5th, where everybody's off except us here in Chop Studios. You got Sturch, Gooch, and also a special guest today from the Chop Heads MMA Podcast, the Reverend himself, Tommy D. Tommy, what's up?
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
All right. Well, you're sitting in for your officially production Pete today, so you'll look up things that we need.
He doesn't even have his phone out. He's already a fucking waste.
What a waste. Anyway, great 4th of July weekend for everybody. You have some fun over there, Gooch? Yeah. First of all, how was the party? I mean, do you feel like I did an okay job?
Yeah, it was a great party. I forgot to put the gift card, which is in the office right now. Forgot to put the gift card in the card.
So what do you think goes through my mind when I open the card for Stella? Like, what do you think my first knee-jerk reaction was?
Either A, like, wow, this idiot forgot to put the card in, or B, what a douchebag.
No. See, it was A. I was like, there's 100% he forgot something, because I don't foresee Gooch being the kind of guy that just wouldn't give a gift.
Yeah, that's
who
not
gives
me.
Cards and nothing else nowadays. I don't know. Not for a 2-year-old, but
she
appreciate
probably opened the card and was like
shaking it, like, where is everything?
Flipped it across. Yeah, she nobody could see what I'm
first
doing.
Of all, she got her first T-ball set, and I posted that on my personal social media. Dude, ripping shots down the line already. Way better than the Yankees, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But
do we have to?
It's unfortunate. We got to talk about it. But weekend events come and go. Chop Heads MMA is actually going to drop tomorrow if they record tonight. The schedule's a little wacky this week because of the off day yesterday. But first and foremost, did you watch, and either of you watch, the hot dog eating contest on July 4th?
I did.
I didn't.
You did,
but
not.
I've seen all of the other ones, or at least a few of the other ones. Really, I don't need to see him eat one more than 75.
And he did. He hit 76.
Did disgusting,
you see,
bro.
Did you see the mainstream ESPN lose their feed twice?
Yeah.
Bro, first of all, how you had one job, ESPN. Not only that, you had 1 year to prep for this, because of last year you had no fans. You know what I mean? And now they're finally back in Coney Island, and they just dropped the feed with like 20 seconds left. And I know he's got like a comfortable lead, but yeah. I was just like, are they going to come back? And then they cut to commercial.
What did he end with? 76.
76.
Right? Now, and I brought this up on Chop Sports yesterday. When are they going to ask Mia Khalifa to do the hot dog eating contest? I feel like she could obliterate the 76.
Who's the...
Mia Khalifa is a porn star.
Oh, all right.
But well, she's big into sports. Like, she has a sports podcast.
Oh, okay.
Well, huge into sports.
All right. Well, then she could probably... She's a... What are they called? A glizzy? Or there's something...
Yeah, the glizzies.
The glizzies.
I usually keep a glizzy in my pocket on Saturday nights if I'm going out with Ash.
I think she'd obliterate that 76.
All right, well,
trying.
It sounds like there's a challenge accepted, or
pocket,
a challenge.
Pocket glizzies are not that great, but they're essential.
All right, so the ESPN feed, I had to make fun of that for a little while, because that was just one of those things I was like, I can't
believe. Their feeds are always bad, times. Though. Like, with ESPN Plus, like with the MMA, there are so many times where it freezes. The people that have actually bought the pay-per-view on ESPN Plus complain about it, that it freezes. I just think their servers aren't good enough for what they want to put out.
Do you think that, first of all, when UFC switched over to pretty much exclusively on ESPN Plus, was that a good thing or a bad thing? So now you have to stream it? There's no more like DirecTV pay-per-view buys?
Well, Fox Sports was the same way. The feeds were always shit. Anything that has to deal with the internet,
I don't think he's really getting it. I think more so they have to pay for the ESPN Plus.
Yeah, that's that you have to have
ESPN Plus subscription to even order a pay-per-view. But there is a way for bars and shit like that to kind of finesse that move, where they pay for the ESPN Plus and pay for the one pay-per-view and then just project it on the big screen.
Sort of like McDonough's this week on Saturday night.
Well, hopefully.
Oh, dude,
No, I know. You know what's scary? You know what's scary, though?
Uh-huh.
Fireworks on Saturday night got canceled in Keyport. That will be a fucking nightmare. I'm telling you right now, I've worked in Keyport on Fireworks Day, and it will be a fucking nightmare to park. It'll be a nightmare to...
So you're telling me the rain date is the same day as our...
I think it's either the 9th or the 10th. They said next week.
Oh,
next
my
week
good
will be
Lord.
Saturday based on when they had theirs.
Get there early.
Get there early, ladies and gentlemen. We are going live at 9 o'clock at night from McDonough's for the launch party for chopsportsmedia.com. Be sure to get there early now. I mean, look, the parking might be atrocious. You know what I say? Uber. Just Uber, and you'll be wind up being safer, and you don't have to worry about drinking and driving and all this other shit, which you shouldn't be doing anyway, but I'm not, like, condoning it. But parking is a bitch, and that should be another reason why not to do it. So before we get into the atrocious weekend that was New York Yankees baseball, I got to touch on something that our resident shit stirrer, Jim Slobin, brought up in Chop Sports, which, again, and I even you kind of deaded it. I was kind of like, why are you doing this? Like, this is the kind of shit you don't want to read about because it's a non-story. I think it's a non-story. It's starting to get picked up. You know what I'm talking about, right? With Rachel Nichols, Tommy, with the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So apparently, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not about to direct quote Rachel Nichols, but there was a live mic, which, again, why? Why is there always some kind of live mic somewhere, which means you got to kind of watch.
I feel like that was her fault, but she should have just turned off her shit.
Well, whatever the case, right? I mean, it's always, I feel like there could be somebody with a phone and just like hit record and just, that's the sound quality we were getting out of this conversation. It sounded like somebody like hit record on their phone and then they just wanted to record that. So basically, paraphrasing, there is a individual, I forget, now I'm like remissing her name there, May, I believe, last name May?
Maria Taylor?
Taylor, is the, I don't know why I was thinking Taylor, May, but anyway, there's somebody who's on the rise and she's really good at what she does and she deserves everything that's about to come to her because I think, you know, as you move up the ranks, as somebody who's, and I'll get into this, that's the journey. Basically, what Rachel Nichols is getting in trouble for is saying that if you guys want to fix your diversity problem, and that's including women in the workplace, if you guys want to fix your shit image, which she said, give her more stuff to do, but she's not taking my job. And all of a sudden, that got spun that Rachel Nichols is the biggest racist of all time. It's because now she's shaming her. And I'm just like, wait a minute, time out. I've been at this now since 2007. I was an intern with the Giants. That's where I started, right? This business, broadcasting, journalism, sports journalism, all that shit, I've been at it for now 15 years. Dude, it is the most cutthroat business of all time. Once you have a spot, you will hold on to it with a kung fu grip.
I don't give a fuck if you're the cashier at Burger King. I don't want the next person to come and steal my job.
Right.
Who the fuck wants to get their job taken?
Right. So that's what she's saying. She's like, look, go fix this shit with her. Give her more things to do, but she's not taking my NBA spot. Rachel Nichols, guess what, guys? She was brand new when I was brand new. I met Rachel Nichols in 2007.
I'm going to state this, and I don't really like Rachel Nichols either, personally.
Listen.
But she's not wrong here.
When she was covering the NFL, I was like a big crush on Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols, ESPN.
ESPN, right. No,
the so way she said ESPN really
bothered me too.
You got to understand, though, in today's political climate and how everything's going in the world today, it's always going to be spun that way. It doesn't 100%. Matter. You're damned if you do, you're damned
Bro,
if you
I read, don't. Read the article, and it was New York Times reported, and then it was TMZ reported, right. And then it was ESPN. So I read three of those acronyms, and I was like, all right, I'm out.
Right.
I don't care what they have to say about any of it.
But ready for this? Ready for Jim's headline to his headline? Rachel Nichols' career is finished. Shut up.
Hopefully for her sake, her career is finished with ESPN because ESPN sucks.
Set her free then. Yeah. I mean, if you want to, if they're going to set the tone with this and say like, oh, we made a move. Rachel Nichols out, you know, this other girl in, blah, 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 blah.
I don't
and
understand like, how they spun it off as the guy that she's having the conversation with, who was clearly in agreement with her for the most part, is saying that he's a PR whiz and he's LeBron James public guy.
Okay.
PR guy.
Yeah.
So your he's LeBron James PR guy, and he's spun as his whiz, but Rachel Nichols' career is done based off the same conversation. It just doesn't add up to me.
No, it does not add up, and it should be a no story, and you kind of kiboshed it in Chop Sports, which is great, but then now that's got legs, and now I'm seeing guys like Dez Bryant and people that I highly respect is saying, this is on you, these are your words, blah, 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 and I'm really starting to, I swear to God, I don't think these guys are reading the articles. I think they're seeing headlines and they're just assuming the absolute worst. They're picking out things to see. The writers, the guys who are writing the stories, are taking blurbs and really like highlighting and make them bold print, have people go nuts about it. And it's garbage. It is all hot garbage. She said nothing wrong. I would say the same thing about Tommy D. If you, for whatever reasons, like, you know, I love doing the Chop Heads MMA, but you know what? I should probably be the guy doing the Chop Sports podcast every day. I'd be like, yeah, kiss my ass, bro. You know what I mean? It's not, well, oh, it's because he's got black hair. Screw him. You know what I mean? Like, he's
supposed to be gray, though.
Oh, well, hey, listen, he's looking like Gomez Adams over here. The jet black. I love it. But no, for real, though, it's just a non-story. I'm only heated about it because I know the business and I know the that side of it. I know the grind and I know that there's a lot of people that were after certain positions I was after at the same time when I was, you know, going out for the, you know, I don't know, the Nets job. You know what I mean? There was, who'd they take? Oh, well, it's because, you know, I would never in a million years say like, oh, well, I hope this guy gets it if I don't. I'm going for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get the story. I don't think it's a thing. And I think that the media, once again, ESPN, New York Post, all these people got, you know, TMZ, they needed this.
And the fact that she called out ESPN is probably the only real career suicide is because she called out her employer, but she didn't call them out publicly. It was a private conversation that was, once again, leaked, recorded behind her back, which I don't think that she's even above doing herself, so I have no remorse there. I think Rachel Nichols, you know, maybe she has etiquette, maybe she doesn't. I think, personally, the way that the media has gone over the last year and a half, she kind of was explaining that she understands what ESPN is doing. ESPN has always been, I guess you wouldn't say racist because they're not, but they've held women down, supposedly, according to her words, in the same conversation.
Right.
So she has a point. She was just saying, you know, if they're trying to, I guess, pander.
Right the wrongs.
They're pandering to the public because of the way 2020 went. It's not going to be at her expense. And she's like, and I experienced it as a woman. So she's not wrong. Nothing that she said was wrong.
Nothing. 100% this is
spot on.
Done.
Even though she sucks. Still.
Well, in today's world, you can't let the truth get in the way of a good story. And this story now fits a narrative that people want.
Right. Yeah. Well,
it's
right.
Sad,
and
there's
something to
narrative.
Talk about. It's something
you know
to
I
talk
want?
About.
Football season to fucking come.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm done with
good,
baseball.
Good segue. Because there's a lot of good moves being made in shop sports when it comes to football coverage. Obviously, there's a massive 32-team, two-league fantasy football league. There's also other leagues that are kind of floating around with Gucci. He wants to make sure he gets some of the high-quality members of Chop Sports to get involved in, like, a keeper league. Me and you are partners in another keeper league with Scott.
You know what? I don't want that talked about publicly, the keeper league, because then I'm going to get flood of people that suck.
Well, I guess that's too late for that shit. But in all honesty, football coverage is going to be our wheelhouse, and I'm real pumped about it because football is the sport that everybody can get behind. Just remember, guys. Just remember, when Chop Sports started the podcast, we were in the divisional round of the playoffs already, or maybe even the wild card, and the playoffs were here, so we got to talk about nothing. You know, all you did was talk about it in Chop Sports from October on, but it was just hearsay and typing. Chop Sports podcast comes around in the middle of the playoffs, or at least the beginning of the playoffs, and that was the only coverage we got, and then the Super Bowl came and went, boom, football season's over. Then the draft comes, we get all hyped about the draft, and then that's over.
Yeah, football season is where it's at for me.
And we got some big plans coming up for football season, and we could dive into that because I know that Kyle was here last week. We touched on it last week. Kyle Kerms, a.k.a. the Sauce Master himself, was here.
I'm now a member. I wouldn't say I paid for it because we have a little I would have
definitely said you paid for it, but anyway.
No. But it's $30, and you get pretty much every pick that he makes, and I've made a lot of money this
Yeah,
weekend,
I mean,
so
look.
It's worth it.
Look, if you claim, and this is not a knock on Kyle, but if you claim to be an expert of these things, like picker, you know, selector of games, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as an expert, but he's good. And from what I see, based off his graphs and his charts and his check marks and his X's, he does well. He does real well. So there's something to his formula.
Yeah, there's full transparency, and he's giving the picks out before he makes them. You could text him live. It's $30 for a month. And honestly, for a better, $30 for a month isn't shit. That's big. That's big money right there.
Right, right. And I think he's doing wonders with his YouTube. And look, the guy got to quit his full-time job and do this forever. For as long as he wants to do it, he can make his money. And
everybody says, an Oral Roberts tattoo goes a long way. It has nothing to do with the Oral Roberts tattoo.
Oral Roberts tattoo was
this guy's
icing on the cake.
Hit. He hits. Green check marks across the board. I see it constantly. And I was like, you know, this shit is bothering me. I've been following his YouTube, and I would make a pick that he suggested here and there. And then eventually, when I talked to him the other day, I was like, dude, let me get on that fucking VIP ticket. He's like, all right, what's your email? And then we worked it out. I was like, I'll just, you know, we'll work some other things out. He's going to be coming into studio. We got a NFL live show going down. I know we talked about it last week. We're trying to look at the schedule and see when Dave's going to actually be able to make it because
I'm a psychopath.
He's a psychopath. I'm a psychopath too.
That's not a psychopath. Again, I go back and I say that I'm not a psychopath. I can't go do and say that. I just prefer in my later years at 35 years old, I prefer to watch the football games with my dad. like watch the Cowboys game specifically with my old man, with my brother. It's a family thing. I love it. You know, it's, there's no better 3 hours, win or lose.
Dave's like, I'll come after the game. And I was like, well, if the Cowboys lose to the Giants on a 1 o'clock game, I highly doubt Dave's going to fucking saddle up.
I'm coming here guns
He's
blazing.
He's going to saddle up and show up at halftime of the
saddle
4 o'clock.
Is that a play on Cowboys? Yeah, yeah, it is. Good call. But no, there's going to be a live show here. We'll probably test out some of the equipment maybe for the big drafts that we're about to host here. But yeah, Sundays are going to change. Shop Sports is going to be the place to be as far as
we're
a studio.
Teaming up with the Source Network,
dude. When you team up with somebody like a juggernaut like Kyle, the things are going to they're going to be in motion, and they're going to be in motion quick. So I'm excited about that. I mean, it's again one of those things where you just football is football, and it's the best sport in the world, and we're about to prove it. So
a 7-hour live show on Sundays.
Guys. There you go. Just tune in and be there and support the brand. If you want to support us, be sure to head on over to chopsportsmedia.com under the merch store and buy some shirts. Again, somebody has to dethrone Jimmy's 706 shirt because it's the highest seller right now. We got to do something about that. So please buy other shirts other than Jimmy's. We owe him too much money at this point. So just like, and you know he's going to be coming for it. He's actually coming in today to record the next episode, episode 17. Oh, that's right. Because I said last week should have been Montana. But as he names all his episodes based off the numbers, they fall. So 17. Wow. We've been with Jimmy for 17 weeks and we're still here. Yep. Meaning like we haven't offed ourselves or anything like that. We've just dealt with the Johnny Trino personality, you know? But it is what it is. It's fun.
He's bringing his daughter in studio today with her friends. So there's going to be a. Hopefully, I don't have to fucking sit in on this one because there's going to be his daughter and her friend that are going to do some weird interview. I didn't say weird interview. That's not how I should say that. But we'll see how it goes. It could turn out to be a very weird
interview. Could be gold. Who knows? We'll see.
Hey, guys. This is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.kayla or visit shop.torybellcosmetics/kaylacosmetics.com.
So, Tommy, tell me why. Give me one good reason why Aaron Boone should be the manager of the Yankees after this weekend. Go.
Because the players win, coaches lose mentality is the stupidest frame of thinking ever. It really is. Aroldis Chapman gets paid how much money to close out games? And he can't do that. Get out of the fucking weight room. And get in a bullpen.
Speak of the sauce. It's a monster.
Yeah. Get in a bullpen and learn how to close out games. Cole, how much is he getting paid?
Too much.
And he's pitching like garbage. And they're hitting like garbage. That's not Boone's fault. It wasn't Girardi's fault that they only won one World Series.
Then why do they even have a manager?
Why have a manager? Have one?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's an extremely good question.
Good question, Aguado. No, but
it is a really good question. You know what I mean? It's these high-paid guys like Stanton, A-Rod. I hate A-Rod.
Not on the team. Shut the fuck up about A-Rod. We don't want to get into this right now.
All these guys that are these high-paid guys that are supposed to come in, all they expect them to do is hit home runs. What do? Pop flies, strike out, and hit into double plays. Chris, you always say that small ball wouldn't work in New York because the long ball is what everybody wants, right?
When do I always say that?
By the way,
when the fuck have I said that? Find the quote. Show me that I said that. I believe in all forms of scoring on offense in baseball. I don't give a shit what it takes. If you have a guy that's up that doesn't bunt, then you swing away. If there's a guy on first and second and there's no outs and it's Gardner, fucking bunt.
It's all they bank on is these home runs. It's so annoying.
I just want to, the caveat to this entire conversation is the fact that the Yankees dropped 2 out of 3 to the Mets, and that burns. That burns more than any other series because, now look, especially within Chop Sports.
I think the Yankees needed to lose 2 or 3 to the Mets, and fucking maybe they'll wake up a little bit. It's embarrassing. Now they're finally at their lowest point that I've seen the Yankees in maybe a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to turn it around. It's got to be Boone. It's got to be somebody. And here's why I say, you fire Boone because you can't fire a player. They're signed. You know, you could fire a manager. There has to be some type of accountability where the players look and they're like, damn, you know, we really liked him. He's gone. We better wake the fuck up.
Something's they do it in the give. NFL. They do it in the NFL. About, mid-season, when you're talking about
players, you're right. You're right, Tommy. Players need to play. But when Luke Voit shows zero effort on a fucking throw across the diamond to first base, shows zero effort and lets the ball bounce into the fucking dugout.
That was weird.
He needs to get benched. If Billy Martin was the manager, if Joe Torre was the manager, you don't show up the team, you don't show up baseball like that without getting fucking repercussions. And there's no repercussions right now. Now, great. Luke Voit made a great play later in the game. Irrelevant. When you do that and you don't show effort, you got to get taken out. And it's not effort because you're not running down the line because you're fucking 50 years old and you got a bum hamstring. I'm talking about in the field, you got to give it your all. That's it. That's it. They're a bad defensive team because they don't have a fucking a center fielder that could play every day. They don't have a lefty in their lineup. There's a lot of reasons why this team isn't built right. I'm a big Cashman guy, but as I'm looking at it, I'm like, damn, you know, I've been saying every year, they need a lefty. They get rid of Didi. They need a lefty. I understand why they get rid of Didi at the time, because Gleyber was supposed to be the next big thing, and you had LeMahieu that batted 580 that year, mm-hmm. right? So I understand the Didi leaving, but we need a lefty bat in that lineup. We were relying too much on Hicks as a switch hitter. He's done again because he's always hurt. Mm-hmm. Another guy that I've always liked. But something's got to give, and being the fact that you can't fire a player, you could send a player down, but when they're out of options, you can't really send a player down.
Well, here's another thing that I heard today, and I heard it in – look, Boone has to make a very, very hard choice in the next coming days, okay? They're going out to Seattle, which are winnable games, but believe it or not, Seattle Mariners have a better record than the New York Yankees in 2021. That alone should be like, wait, what? You know, like, actually, huh? You know, that can't be a thing. My thing is this. Just like you said, you can't fire players, but you can set the tone with a move. What the Yankees need to do right now is tell Chad Green, you are a new closer going forward. Aroldis Chapman is no longer your closer. He is the setup man. I don't care how much money he makes.
The year that we went to the ALCS and lost to Houston, Chapman fucking imploded around this. Maybe a little bit later in the season. He got his job taken. They let him fucking fix it. He came in the seventh here and there, and they kind of did a committee with Ottavino and Britton.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. He actually fucking righted the ship. Sometimes players go through funks. I'm not going to sit here and say Chapman's done. His ERA in May.
I didn't say he was done. I'm just saying
April and May ERA was under one, right? Cole, still an all-star. His ERA, it's not, people are saying if Gerrit Cole's ERA is 6 this year, what? It's like under 3. It's not like he's done. Let's be real. Guys are allowed to fuck up here and there as players.
They're just not.
It's just
playing to their potential right now.
When it's collective across the board and everyone's playing in a funk, to me at that point, it's leadership.
It is leadership. And that's why I say, that is why I say the move needs to be made right now. If you're Steinbrenner, Hal Steinbrenner, who just went on record and said, you gotta hold the players accountable. He said the same thing that you're saying. Hold the players accountable. But you have to make a move right now.
Fuck him too.
To set the tone for the remainder of the year.
How is that the first time I've heard him speak in 3 seasons, by I know. The way? Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's where we're at. That's where we're at with the New York Yankees. You don't see Cashman on the front line right now. You see the guy paying Cashman on the front line right now saying, what in the hell is going on with this team? And that's the only reason I say a move like firing Boone has to happen right now is because if you guys are going to be, quote, buyers at the deadline, you are 10 games out of first right now. 10. So if you are you still believing in this team as constructed right now? 10 games back. Before the All-Star break.
When you say buyers, do you mean like
who they're going to make a move to get a lefty bat or something?
I don't think that they're going to be buyers or sellers. I think the Yankees are going to stand pat and just kind of let this season ride out because they're not going to give up their future for a potential second wild card because I don't think they're going to catch Boston. Even though Boston doesn't have staying power, it's 10 games right now and we're talking about we're in July.
We got half the year left. Yeah, 80 games left.
It could happen. Don't get me wrong. It's happened in the past.
Definitely
way
happened.
Shorter time. But those were really good Yankee teams. This Yankee team is just not really good.
As constructed right now, this team is not. They're not scrappy. They're not the Mets. And I say that with you know, I'm not going to blow the Mets right now, but I'm going to say the Mets are one of those teams that when certain guys come
sounds
to bat.
Sounds like you're about to blow the Mets.
It sounds like I'm about to. But no, the Mets have a team right now constructed that when certain guys get up to bat, you don't expect the home run, but when he pops it, it's like, ooh, baby, out of him? And then you got Dom bombs and all this other
shit. Sounds like Dave's blowing the Mets.
Listen, I would much rather, and I told you this a couple weeks ago, I would much rather be the New York Mets in 2021 than the New York Yankees because the Mets are up 4 games or whatever they are now at this point.
Yeah, I'd rather play in a triple-A division, too.
In a bad division. They're in a bad division.
Now, I'm not bashing the Mets. The Mets just bashed us, literally, on the field. Right. So I can't talk shit.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Dave? How do you feel that you have Boone and McCarthy? That's got to be brutal. Absolutely brutal. Oh, my God.
See,
at least you got Tibbs, baby.
You got your stigma with McCarthy. I think he's going to be a different coach this year, in particular. That's just me. I think the gloves are off.
He's been the same guy for 15 years, and this year is going to be different.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm usually optimistic about everything, but like the Yankees have turned me into this like Randy Quaid from Major League Two.
Because they won because of that.
You're right, and then Chapman's going to say, "Blow it out your ass, lard mouth," and then he's going to go,
"This team ain't so stinking bad,
huh?"
This team ain't so stinking bad.
Well, you know what? Right now, they're stinking bad. They're stinking very nasty. It just in a hot day, just a steamy pile of shit right now because they're not playing good baseball. Nobody can deliver in a big spot. They keep leaving runners on base. And then, you know, we're talking about the Mets series, but we haven't talked since, you know, the implosion of the Angels game. We talked a little bit about it, but Jesus Christ. No, they put up seven runs on Ohtani, knocked that guy's bat out of the lineup.
I can't do it anymore. We got to move past the Yankees. I'm getting so frustrated just thinking about it. I watch them every day, right?
Of course you do. You're a fan.
I'm still going to be there.
I'll be honest. I may have angry tweeted like I'm done with this team 15 times on Twitter the other day.
I'm going to still watch them.
I was called out by Joe DiMaio of the Mets.
Maybe they call up Dominguez at 16, 17 years old because they fucking guy so barely, desperate.
Guy doesn't have his driver's license and they're going to put him on the major league roster. They have to do something. And I think the statement that needs to be made is that Boone either A, is no longer the manager, or B, if you're going to be the manager, time to nut up. It's time to tell Chapman, you've blown enough games for us this year that maybe we need like a little bit of a shakeup, much like when we did it last time. It'll clear your head. The pressure will be off. Go throw your smoke when we bring you in the seventh.
The problem is Boone's a fucking pussy.
Right. But you need somebody that's going to be like, you know what? Screw this. I don't care how much money you're making. And for the love of God, because of the fact that Cole pitched like shit the other day, he lasted 4 innings, right? Bad performance out of Cole. I am done with the personal catcher bullshit. Because you know what? It's time to let Gary Sanchez catch as much as he possibly can, as much as of a liability that he might be behind the plate. The guy's got pop. Oops. The guy's our hottest hitter, and you're benching him because you want Higashioka as the fucking catcher. I hate dropping F-bombs on this thing. I know you've met the quota today. But like, I don't like it. I don't like that. And for the love of God, you're paying Stanton $1 trillion. Put that diva bitch made little piece of shit in left field. Put him in left field. Why? So let him pull his hamstring, and then we're done with him.
He'll pull his hamstring. Listen, after the All-Star break, historically with the Yankees, after the All-Star break, they go on a run. They look like the team they're supposed to be. September, they pull the shit that they're pulling now, and then it's a photo finish into the postseason.
I'm not willing to do a photo finish this year.
I see Boston imploding.
It's the only finish that we're going to get if we come back.
I'm thinking it's over.
It's not.
I don't think it's over.
So you are willing to see a photo finish because if it's not a photo finish, it's the only way.
Yeah, I see Boston imploding. I don't see them holding a 10-game.
I don't know, man. This guy said really it best. It's we're making our point here. The Boston Red Sox are competitive this year because they got a motivating, good manager in Cora. That's why they're playing better. Yeah. Last year,
and good cheating.
Doesn't matter, bro. I'll take that, too.
Why are you so against cheating? In baseball, everyone's cheating, apparently. And then people are like, oh, Yankee fans, all of a sudden when their team is caught. No, I just don't like the Astros because they cheated against us in the ALCS.
But I don't like Cora at all.
You know, everybody in baseball has been cheating since the beginning of time. Cork bats, scuff balls, fucking steroids, this, that, the other. You name it, they've been trying to do it. They've all been gaining a competitive edge. I never have given one flying shit about any of it. I always loved A-Rod. I always loved Bonds. I don't like McGuire because he's a fucking dork. I liked Sosa, but then he corked his bat. So it was like, damn, this guy really don't give a fuck. And now he's white, so it's like, wait, what's going on with Sosa? There's nothing wrong with what I said.
He's literally
Sammy
bleached.
Sosa is white.
It's from the cream he uses. He says it all the time.
He's a white man now, but it doesn't matter. Listen, all I'm saying is this: the Yankees are. I have put themselves in the biggest hole that we've ever seen them in the last at least a decade. This is. I said it out loud yesterday during a Mets game. I said this is the worst baseball team, the worst Yankees team that I've watched in a very long time. And I think it's time for them to make some kind of statement, and that could mean fire Boone. That could, like I said, they had. There's different ways to do it. This is the time.
I got a statement.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers did not opt out.
What? Is that news?
Yeah,
that,
he did not opt out because I can't talk about baseball anymore.
Oh, okay. We're going into football. Nauseous, all right.
Fucking, we get it. Yankees are 10 out. They're probably not going to be able to get anybody at the deadline because I was looking at it. There's really nobody available. Scherzer, is that going to be the fix? We're just going to have a big, huge contract at another guy on the wrong side of 30. Not going to happen.
When have they ever given a shit about this luxury tax like they do in the last couple years, bro? That has never been a Yankee way. They just, Steinbrenner would just be like,
it's just the new baseball.
Here, everybody.
That's what it is now.
It's garbage. It's all garbage. The Yankees are garbage.
Because honestly, the last 20 years, it hasn't worked either to just spend. So it's you got to do it the right way at this point.
Well, they don't have a team. They don't have a team built to do it the right way.
Is there an all-star hitting, power hitting lefty available that we can get for next to nothing? If not, then there's really no fix. It's just these guys are going to have to fix it. The only other fix would be to fire a manager and get a different message. That's it.
I can tell you the other thing that gets me angry.
Buck Showalter, 2022.
Back to Don Mattingly, 2022.
Back to baseball. That's not going to happen.
Back to baseball. Back to
that's
baseball,
not
going
to happen, and you shouldn't want that
shut
to happen.
Shut the fuck up about baseball already. Aaron Rodgers is not opting out.
Listen, he just made a statement, and I'm talking to him about it. You should not want Donnie Baseball to be the manager of the Yankees, just like you shouldn't want Patrick Ewing to be the coach of the Knicks or Mark Messier to be the coach of the Rangers. Because eventually, when you're having this show and you have to talk shit about them, you don't want to be part of that group that wants them to be fired, and now their legacy with the team is kind of shot because they were fired from said team.
Guys get fired all the time, man.
Not the legends of the team, though, as the managers.
They fired, Jason Kidd. They fired his ass like it was no, screw it. Yeah, legend of NBA, fired.
Was he a net?
No. I'm talking about just fired as a head coach. He's a legend in the game.
But if he goes to the Yankees and he gets fired by the Yankees,
yeah, it's a bad look. It's a bad taste in your mouth. I get it, but something's got to
George would do that, no problem.
A really bad taste in my mouth.
I'm sorry, Gooch. I'm sorry. But, like, look, this is the kind of... All right, you know what? Do you want to talk about the Lightning trying to finish it off tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals? All right.
Nope. So,
by the way, folks, if you're listening to this, yes, they can finish it out tonight. Lightning in four tonight.
Stamkos, baby.
Stamkos could be a Stanley Cup champion.
When did you become a Tampa Bay Lightning fan?
This year.
No, he
says he's been playing the video game.
I've used that team in NHL hockey, the video game, for a long time, ever since Stamkos was there.
I don't know how long ago
that was, but I used them. And I trade for Zdeno Chara just so I could beat the piss out of people. So that's my two guys. That's it.
Yeah, right? Perfect.
Why don't you just trade for Ovechkin, too?
Yeah. why don't you turn the offsides off, too, while you're at it there, Chris?
Why don't we talk about the Yankees again? Or we could talk about fucking how Aaron Rodgers didn't opt out.
Dude, right? Are you on this?
Yeah,
you're on this. All right,
look, Aaron Rodgers didn't opt out, which means... The
COVID
opt out, but that would have saved him money. So if he wasn't going to play this season, correct? If he wasn't going
to
play,
and
that would have
Jeopardy.
Been the move for him to not lose all that money for this year. He would have still gotten a percentage of his salary.
Some nice chunk of money, right? Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers is definitely playing football this year. That's what that tells me. The Packers are still not answering calls.
The question is where?
The question is. Hopefully, if it's not Green Bay, it's Denver, so your fucking bum-ass Raiders can lose every game today. What are the Raiders? Have they made the playoffs once in the last 15 years?
Yes, against the Texans and lost.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Remember that? Well, their quarterback was...
Rapey.
It wasn't Carr.
It wasn't. He had his leg broken.
It was 2013?
16.
Okay. But yeah, they didn't have their starting quarterback, so I feel bad. I actually root for the Raiders. I know it's going to sound ridiculous, but one of my best friends is a Raider fan. I always pull for the Raiders' success. But
Joey D's a Raider fan. I root for them as well. But
a lot of Cowboy
Tommy.
Fans actually root for the Raiders.
It's not that I root. Like, I don't want to say the word root, but if they do well, I'm like, cool. But I'm like that. I'm that kind of guy. When my friends' teams are doing well, I'm a fan of that because I know my friends are happy. There's other people that are piss poor, miserable human beings that just want to make sure that if the Cowboys are losing, then I got to shoot Dave a text to make sure I just,
I told you, I blocked Cliff Kenny way back in the day when the Packers lost. When the Packers lost to the Falcons in the NFC Championship, he started messaging me like immediately. I was like, first of all, we're cool, but we ain't fucking that cool. And now we're not cool at all. Well, we are now, but point, I was like, what's wrong with you? Are you fucking kidding me? Do you not know who I am? So I just blocked him rather than, unload. And then years later, I'm in Chop Sports, and I'm like, I'm seeing like missing messages, and I'm like, wait, who the fuck is commenting here? Because you know, if you have somebody blocked, you can't see it.
Right.
So I went and checked my blocked people, and I was like, wow, I still have him blocked. He probably fucking thinks I'm such a pussy for that. And I was, but
that's all right.
Not as big of a pussy as him for fucking talking shit. Like minute one after the NFC championship.
You mean a grown man blocking another grown man on social media?
I almost had to do it today, actually, on social media, because only because I made one comment about, and you guys.
Either I blocked him or I would have found him and fought and be like, you can't fucking do
that
this.
That would have been
me.
Better than.
See, he's on fire today. Gucci's on fire. There's actually, as you're listening to this, after this, there is a little bit of a challenge and a beef going on right now within Chop Sports. There's no drama with me and Gucci, because I know if you think like, you think Chop Sports drama, you think, oh, maybe Dave and Chris are about to throw it out. I don't know. No, it's Scoop, your new boy, claimed last week he was here. And he claimed that he can cover Gooch one-on-one in like a wide receiver corner situation.
I heard you were going to be the quarterback, too. You look like a bleached Jamarcus Russell right now.
Matter of fact, I could throw a pigskin a quarter mile, just so you know. And you'll actually be recording it. So we'll need a person to record it. But yeah, a little beef
he's
going
in
on
over
there.
His head. He has no idea what he's in store
I said,
for.
Bro, when he said that out loud, I was like, oh, damn it.
Maybe about 10 years ago when Scoop was like in shape, but he kind of looks like a taller version of me. I don't know, bro.
Yeah, Scoop's
like
got
a
no
tall
shot.
Glass of water right now.
No shot.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm
not in the best shape of my life, but I know for a fact Scoop ain't covering me.
Oh, well, boy. You're like 130 pounds soaking wet.
Tommy's on. What? Tommy's is going fucking blow for blow here.
He's
talking shit about everybody. Yeah, he's got fucking the dye dripping down the side of
his Giuliani approach.
Just because I look like Al Pacino in Carlito's Way, you can't talk smack against that.
Well, you know what? If you want to hear this continued banter, be sure to download the Chop Heads MMA podcast, which will be dropping because look, it's a big, big week, and I'm going to sit in on that one. I'm actually going to be there for that one because look. Listen, as much as you guys are knee deep, like when I got here and you and Jason were talking and you guys were spitting names, I'm like, I don't know who the frick they're talking about. But like, so that's like, I'm not a casual fan, but I'm not like so knee deep in it. But this fight, this trilogy coming up, I think it could be the biggest fight of the year. And only because they're running it back and it's 1-1 and it's Dustin Poirier and it's Conor McGregor.
It's also make or break for Conor.
It really is. He needs, we'll get more into that on that podcast. But I think if he wants to save face in this sport, he needs to win this fight.
I'm gonna punch Tommy in the face as soon as you fucking end this show.
All right. Is that going to be your soft close? Instead, you just hear, one
you
shot.
Can paint your own chalkboard, bitch.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, it looks great. It looks great in there. But, yeah, so with that being said, we've covered a lot of Yankees. We now know that Aaron Rodgers didn't opt out, thank God, for this network's case. Or, you know, just so the network doesn't implode. A lot of things coming up this week. Be sure to download all of the podcasts. Jimmy Palumbo, Joe Matarese drop tomorrow, along with the Squeaky Bump Time podcast. Those guys will cover the Euros. And, of course, you have the goddamn Jets coming up again. Their episode last week did very well, so we're interested to see how they follow that up. Obviously, then there's who else I'm missing? Chart Choppers. Be sure to check out that. I think there's a new movie coming out with some Marvel thing, and he wants me to drop his Marvel episode this week. I'm not a Marvel guy. I wish I was. I'm more of a Justice League guy. I like Superman and Batman and all those guys. I can't get into the whole, like,
me and you are just so different in that regard.
Yeah?
Marvel is where it's at.
I mean, look, they're the probably highest grossing movies of all time.
Well, look, you say you like DC. That's like Justice League.
But I'm not even like that.
As far as live action movies go, nobody touches Marvel. But the animated stuff, DC destroys Marvel.
Yeah, see, I mean,
absolutely destroys
I couldn't
Marvel.
Tell you that. I just looked at Kirsten, what's his face? Not Kirsten. Who played Batman? Ben Affleck. I was like, man.
If it ain't Michael Keaton, it ain't for me.
Well, I mean, you saw the 4-hour Justice League, right?
Well, the new cut?
That? Yeah.
No, I did not.
Look, it's 4 hours, but it is so worth it for 4 hours. Yes.
There's no such thing as worth it for 4 hours.
Except if it's a football Sunday here at Chop Sports, and that's how we'll end it today. But for Sturge and Gooch, and of course, thank you for our guest Tommy D sitting in. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with our intern AJ, who, by the way, already branded himself the intern on Instagram. Shout out to that kid. He's into it. We're into it. We got to get in touch with Pete, get him going again with all the videos and stuff like that. But check out www.chopsportsmedia.com for the entire podcast lineup, the merch, the blogs, you name it. We got it over there. And yeah, so with that, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
So my soft close was going to be to fart into the mic, but I realized after this coffee that I'll probably shit my pants. So.